sooner or later, many of us are going to be going back to the office. And what's that going to look like in the coronavirus era? How can our risks of getting infected be minimized? Well, luckily, we were able to transport WAMU's Gabe Bullard into the future, where he filed this report from summer 2021.
I'm walking into the office now. We've all been assigned staggered shifts to keep the lobby from getting too crowded. A few people are lined up outside the building, waiting to get in. They're 6 feet apart. The building knows I'm here now. An app in my phone gave it a heads up, so the door opens automatically. No need to touch a handle. Here in the lobby, it's sort of like an airport. I'm just going to walk up to a check-in station here, get my temperature read.
28.6.
And now the elevator knows to come and get me. A lot of colleagues are taking the stairs, though, where social distancing is easier. Now here is a great sight. The open office layout is gone. I never thought I'd celebrate the return of cubicles, but they let me stay more isolated. And they offer a little more privacy than the plexiglass dividers other offices have set up. This new office took some getting used to. There's hand sanitizer and sinks everywhere. There's sometimes a wait for the bathroom because they're all only for one person at a time. And I occasionally get a message from the building to let me know someone I crossed paths with called in sick. But overall, it at least feels safer than the old office did.
And joining me now in the present to talk about this report back from 2021 is Gabe Bullard. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning. Just parked the DeLorean.
Well, welcome back. A lot of what you described here, things like automated doors that know when you're coming, temperature checks in the lobby, a smart building that tracks where you are. How soon could we see those coming?
It's going to vary based on offices and how much money they have and what existing infrastructure already is in place. We have been slowly moving in some of these directions already, mostly for security after 9/11 and after mass shootings. And this could be another big event like that, where already we start changing how buildings look and how workers get in and out.
Now, what about businesses that can't afford these changes?
So there are cheaper solutions for now. Those include very basic sort of plexiglass dividers that can be moved around and set up on conference tables or in between desks. So the open office may not be going away just yet.
Well, I imagine with many people having gotten used to working from home, and unfortunately because of many layoffs, many companies may already have some extra room after the pandemic.
Yeah, I think reopening is a really fraught situation for some companies because unfortunately we have seen massive unemployment and some offices may not reopen at all, or they may continue to kind of shrink the amount of space that they take up. Others have really embraced remote work and that might continue as well. And office managers say that no matter how they do it, workers need to feel safe and they need to feel comfortable. We've seen, largely in service industries, workers who don't feel safe are willing to protest or willing to demand some changes. And there's nothing saying that that's going to stick to certain industries.
Well, besides adapting to staggered work times and adjusting to an app-driven building, what can workers actually do?
If working remotely has been working well for you already, then go ahead and request that from your boss. HR professionals have seen that this can sometimes improve morale. It can improve retention. Also, don't go into the office sick. You may get sent home. It's not going to make your colleagues feel safe. I know a lot of us, I'm guilty of this too, have gone into the office when maybe we have the sniffles or a cough or something like that. That needs to end. And that may mean that you have to ask for maybe a better health plan or more flexible work.
And I imagine employers can make some policy changes here to reflect that as well, right?
Exactly. They can build the sort of corporate culture that is not going to make people feel like they need to come in when they're feeling sick. And already, I think we're starting to realize that a few things like health plans, like more flexibility with schedules, like a workplace that feels a little bit more comfortable, these things that used to be considered perks are becoming necessities.
WAMU's Gabe Bullard, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And this is part of an occasional series of stories on reopening the Washington region. You can find this and other installments at WAMU.org.
Regional news coverage from WAMU 88.5 is made possible through listener support. You can join with your contribution at WAMU.org. Click the donate button. And thanks.